Becky and I are glad to be here. We had a fantastic time last night. Sorry that everyone's a little bit worse for wear, but perhaps next time it won't be so rough. All right. I take as my text from the Gospel, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
Amen.
Like many of our Christian holidays, Lent has become increasingly secularized. This is so much that we have lost the purpose of our Lenten fast. Non-Christians all around us are proclaiming that they are giving up something for Lent, because we as Christians have turned this holy season into an institutionalized diet time instead of a solemn feast that is to bring us closer to the Lord Christ. We have redirected our service to God to the service of ourselves, and we are all the poorer for it. Fasting is good for you physically, mentally, and spiritually. We are prone to, as I previously stated, to treat Lent as a diet holiday. This is not necessarily a bad thing. We can see the benefits of our dietary fast work the sins off of our bodies. We rarely think of our poor dietary habits as sinful. But by giving into our every bodily desire, we are serving ourselves instead of the will of God. Gluttony and lust fatten our bellies and distort our thoughts. But the most sinful is their ability to make us forget our service to the Creator. Fasting helps us to gain control over the dictator that is our body. Christ is tempted during his time in the wilderness with the promise to satiate his hunger with bread. Christ answers this offer with the truth that we all know, that a man shall not live by bread alone. Eating only bread might satiate hunger, but doing so will lead to crippling health and eventually early death. Likewise, letting our bodies control our lives will lead us to hollow satisfaction that is fleeting. But if we are fed by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, and we can begin to lead our lives in a manner which will satisfy so much more than our hungers and desires. Christ went into the wilderness in order to clear his head. We are constantly clouding our minds with the unnecessary fluff, and we have the golden opportunity in Lent to help rid ourselves of it. Food and drink can make us sluggish and slow-witted, but the immorality of the world that we encounter in our daily lives from the media contributes to the skewed perception that many of us have on life. I myself was once very heavily into following world politics. I would often gather with friends and discuss events in the news. But I eventually realized that the majority of what I chose to focus my energy and concern upon was both negative and completely out of my control. It was turning me into a negative person who was completely unable to change a thing about it. That was until I fasted. I find a good fast from the news and other media is the best way to return myself to godly thinking and a positive outlook on the world. When Christ was brought by the tempter to the top of the temple of Jerusalem, the tempter tried to cloud his mind with false promises of physical salvation. While Christ could have given himself over to the temptation to show his tormentor that he was the Son of God, Christ chose to resist the outside urge to test God. Likewise, the world tries to convince us that we need only to rely on falsities that we need to test our faith. If we choose to mentally fast, then we may be able to focus on a world that is centered around Christ and resist the false promises of temptations. There are many purposes for which we might fast, but a true fast is meant to grow the individual spiritually. The sadness that surrounds us makes us spiritually exhausted, but our lack of spiritual exercise makes us weak to begin with. Fasting should encompass the physical and mental restraint that we are familiar with, but should always accompany a hearty increase in our prayer and devotion. We often compartmentalize our faith to Sunday mornings and personal tragedies or desires. But we are to live in constant prayer. Whenever we don't contribute to the strengthening of our faith by appreciating the gifts that we have received through God, then we are contributing to its diminishment. We begin to put our faith in things other than God. We, in a sense, begin to bow down to money, success, other people's opinions, and many other things outside of God. The world promises us many things for our devotion. In today's gospel reading, Christ is tempted into bowing down and worshiping his tormentor in exchange for all the power in the world, but he refuses to give his faith to anything but God. Today's story in the gospel reading ends with Christ telling his tormentor, "Get thee hence, Satan." Now, this is often heard today as, "Get behind me, Satan." And by "get behind me," Christ tells his tormentor that he is going to ignore him. He won't let him cloud his mind with the temptations of this world. When we read the word Satan in the Bible, the original word is ha-shatan, which is translated often best as adversary. While it is used for the devil, it is often used for many adversaries throughout Scripture, from foreign kings to good angels and even David himself. When confronted with the temptations of this world, temptations of any sort, we must boldly confront our adversaries and tell them that we won't give them any of our attention. Say it out loud if you need it. Take the opportunity that church has set aside for you to refresh yourself. Fast at the table, fast from the world, and give God his due worship for thanks that you have the opportunity to do so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.